This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A very challenging few weeks for all of us, everybody within the sound of my voice. Welcome once again to another What's on Your Mind, folks. And I thought today I could start with a little bit of hope, right? The sun is shining, and it is Holy Week. We know what comes at the end of this week. In some places, the curve is flattening, and the peak is near. So my thought is, let's give you a little bit of hope, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but I think often about when this ends, and it will end. We don't know when, we don't know the hour, the day, the month, but it will end. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves and go to work rebuilding this economy. Everywhere, okay? And the biggest threat to that effort, when this ends, would be the defeat of President Donald Trump. Would it not? I can't think of anything that would throw more uncertainty into it.
Agree.
Well, here's your hope. The defeat of Donald Trump is not going to happen. There is no way. Because, ladies and gentlemen, here's my latest example. This is the Democratic candidate for president in an exclusive interview with Joe Biden discussing the COVID-19 pandemic, attempting to give people some hope in the middle of this, and listen very closely to what he prescribes. Todd, are you able to lean into the speaker a little and hear this?
Yes.
Kev, can you?
Okay. Yep, ready.
Dan, the man's on the phone. Here we go. Listen very closely. Turn this up, Kev. We want everybody to hear this nice and loud.
Here we go. We cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
What was that?
Huh?
What was that? I think we need to add that to the greatest hits, by the way, of Joe Biden. Do you have a few of those handy?
I got plenty right here.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
Uh-huh.
And the kids used to
case we cannot let
and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
Turn them off.
They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Okay.
He learned about roaches.
I don't know.
You know, roaches had about as much to do with that story as did, 16 and 17.
Jack, thank you very much.
Chris, actually. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Chris, yeah. Yeah, Scott, actually, sorry. So there's your hope today. This guy has no chance. Listen one more time. This is, again, he's talking about the pandemic and trying to have you understand there's some hope here, and we can do this, and remember that 1918 flu pandemic, but he forgot, obviously, when that occurred, because neither 19 nor 18 made it into his commentary. Listen to this here.
We cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
Do 21, whatever it takes. Wow.
Can't make it up.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
You know the thing.
Is that the best? That's the best. Okay. Got it.
And I need to generally, when Joe Biden steps in it, somebody says, well, you just played an edited version of... No, that was not edited. This is 100% his COVID-19 pandemic impact. Rah, rah. Hey, we have the civil wars and stopped us. Nothing stopped. But he can't say it. He can't say it.
What does it really mean, Joe?
Turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for. Because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
We can only reelect Donald Trump. Okay, got it.
I don't even know what to say, folks.
I got nothing.
I don't know what to say.
Oh man,
I really don't.
I've never heard God referred to as the thing. Either God exists and is God, or I guess if you don't believe in God, well then there is no thing. But there's never been the thing.
It's really something. Really something, folks. There you go, Joe Biden. So I want you to have that hope today that once again we've seen how there is zero, nada, no chance this guy would be elected. Especially given the fact that I believe in the end, Donald Trump is going to be seen as someone that might have not been, a Mr. Smooth when it comes to managing this crisis, that he's managing a crisis, that he's a bull in a china shop.
I have a question
that he
for
wants
you, sir.
Answers. I mean, even yesterday, what do they pepper him with questions about? Oh, you know, they got to talk about an inspector general who's, left over from the Obama administration, who looked at some metrics in March that weren't exactly right, that puts it out in the middle of this for pure partisan reasons. All of it had been addressed by the time it came out. That's where they're going to go. You know where else they were going yesterday? The captain of that ship. Those guys loved him. How can you let him fire him? And to his credit, President Trump said, you know what, I am looking into this. Maybe the guy had a bad day. Looks like his career was pretty darn good. I'm not exactly sure why he did what he did. That wasn't good, but it was one bad day. I'll look into it. I'll mediate it. You know, I mean, that's what he does. You know, any other president, you know what they'd say? Any other president would say...
What?
Talk to the Navy. The Pentagon has that covered. You know what I mean?
They make that decision. Yeah,
they're going to just dish it off, and he doesn't. So
back to the Biden deal, I have a question for you.
I've seen
a ton of, with the way Cuomo is handling this in New York, a ton of people, it seems, from the left are saying he's going to be the guy now. What's your thought on that or take on that? No way that Andrew Cuomo is being so presidential and being so, honestly,
I'm hearing that too, Kevin. You're right.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. I mean, it's coming out that Andrew Cuomo is going to be the guy.
So how do they do that? I suppose they use the pandemic and say, well, we're going to just change the rules here, and Joe's slipping, and then Bernie gets thrown under the bus twice.
Well, they had the national convention yet? No, then, you still got time.
Yeah, true. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. You can call the K-Fire number at 258-0550, the flag number. At 271-1100, you can text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 367-2054. John, West Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's your thought on when this thing is all pretty much behind us, what is the chances that Trump is going to really turn up the heat big time on the Chinese and even get a little upset with them? I'd like your thought on that. Thank you.
You know, the president has already proven that he can get tough with folks. That's how we have the trade deals we have, right? And the tariffs that were put on, they hate him. And a lot of folks hate tariffs, but they are a tool, and they worked. So this president was proven right there. I think if we come up with something in the way of concrete evidence from our international health experts related to China hiding this, which you know they did. China is guilty of all of the things we're going through right now with this COVID-19, either in the fact that they originated this thing as some sort of a weapon, or that they knew about it and it did come from some market and a bat and didn't tell anybody about it, kept it quiet, and even downplayed the numbers. Then you'll have the President Trump have no choice but to take significant action. What I've found in my time watching Donald Trump is that he's always a couple steps ahead of everybody else.
And the critics who love to rip into him are so small-minded and wrapped up in their own little liberal Trump-hating world that they don't actually see any facts. So they think, oh, that's crazy, that's nuts. But he's everything's for enough. He's saying or doing what he's doing because he's two or three steps ahead. So I bristle a little bit sometimes on how he's my friend Z, love this guy. But on the other hand, when you look at his actions, same thing with Russia, by the way. Everybody, oh, he's cozy with Russia. Cozy, interesting. Go look at the sanctions that have been put on Russia. Look what we've done in response to some of their bad actions. A lot more than Barack Obama did.
Well, he's the orange Russian, didn't you know that?
He was the one whispering to Vladimir Putin's lackey there that just, tell Vladimir after this election I'll have a little more time. Anyway, appreciate the call. Kevin in Grand Forks, Don up in Manitoba wants to talk about the banks, and Barry. It says you're Stern, North Dakota. Is there a Stern, North Dakota?
I don't know. So, yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. About that. I didn't know that. Now I do. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without cries. Now I want to understand.
those docs out there, all of the healthcare community. Unbelievable what they are doing, and we appreciate it very, very much. CJ's on the phone from Dak Diesel. Then back to your phone calls. Governor Doug Burgum at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. And then we're going to talk about drones, planes, and people. Talk a little bit about our economy after this and the kind of careers and the kind of spaces that will, you know, revive it, get that going. I mean, that's going to be our number one goal here pretty darn soon once we pass the peak. CJ, how are you? Keeping folks on the road, are you?
Absolutely, yeah. We're rolling them out daily. So, yeah, yesterday we rolled two out, and we just had High Plains Apache, another one of your sponsors, roll up with their truck. They just lost an injector, so we're going to get them rolling because they got to keep the farmers rolling out there. So it's one of those things never slows down for us around here. You know, so even though this coronavirus is going on, and I feel for a lot of people out there, that is not, I mean, I can't imagine being in other people's shoes, and if there's any way I can help people out, I'm more than willing to, but, you know, we're trying to help out here right now by, of course, staying safe, keeping our distance. It's hard not to shake people's hands because I'm so used to it, but at the same time, if we can keep them rolling down the road, you know, keep the service industries going. That's what we're after.
No, that is about as essential as you get, because without things rolling, and I know our ag communities, I mean, Ben, it's talk about triple whammies, you know, the prices and the trade wars and the weather and, you know, and now, you know, the issues related to COVID, it's darn tough. So we appreciate what you're doing. And, folks, if you want to get in the queue and get back on the road for all your diesel repair and maintenance needs, call CJ, they're in Bismarck at Dak Diesel, 701-258-5011. Thank you, sir. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too, Scott. I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Here is a fantastic email from a listener, Don and Roxanne. Don and Roxanne said, Mr. Hannon, here at the ranch, it is on many days that I'm able to listen to at least part of your show. Sometimes what I miss in the morning while feeding my cows, I'm able to listen to during evening feeding. Very much appreciate that, and we hear that a lot from folks. We have a large speaker directed over the cow lot to keep them calm. And, of course, that radio is tuned to the one and only KFYR. Aren't they sweet? The cows got KFYR 24-7, Todd. Unbelievable. But I digress. Back to you and your opening monologue yesterday. I so admire that you are outspoken about your political views. I agree with them. But I admire even more how outspoken you are about your faith in our God and Lord. To say these things in the public forum, as you do in times like these when many people are so offended by talk about God, takes real courage. Your opening monologue of yesterday was the best of the best. Your words about faith in God, especially during times like these, were so absolutely awesome. As I was driving, it was 3 years ago, I believe, that you were also speaking about faith on Good Friday. I then sent you a piece I'd written about that. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. As I was driving along and listening to you, it brought tears to my eyes. If only every pastor and priest could read your words in their congregation, hearts would be lifted to our Heavenly Father. It was 3 years ago I heard you speak about faith on Good Friday. And I sent you a piece called Good Friday, Who Was It Good For? Thank you again for your fine program and your outspoken faith in God. Donald Gill down in Eureka, South Dakota. Thank you, Donald. That's a nice email. Makes my day. I appreciate that, especially since Todd got an email yesterday from somebody who said, I didn't turn on the radio to hear a sermon.
Well, that's a bonus plan.
They didn't say it like yeah, it was a bonus plan. Exactly right. A bonus plan. But anyway, that's very kind. Thank you very much. It is Holy Week. We remember that. And I have a hard time believing that this is any kind of a coincidence. It's not. You know, it is going to be a tough week in some parts of the country. Going to be a tough week in some parts of the you know, upper Midwest, no doubt about it, and maybe a few more to come, but it won't be like what happened on Calvary, will it? All right, let's go to Kevin in Grand Forks. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Good morning. This morning on the news, I saw a little quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg that makes me wonder if I took it out of context. The quote ended, and I didn't catch the rest of it. It ended with saying, or you will lose the right to vote. It sounds like she wants to have leverage. And for a Supreme Court justice to say that really makes me hope I didn't understand the whole thing. Did you know about, do you know anything more about this quote that she had?
No. Is that a recent comment, or is it something from a while ago?
It was quoted this morning. I do not know when she said it. And that's what I was calling about.
Okay, here it is. Here's a story from today out of Wisconsin. There was a Supreme Court decision on Wisconsin absentee voting. And she slammed it, saying the Supreme Court majority blocking an extension to the absentee ballot deadline in Wisconsin, where the governor had unsuccessfully tried to postpone in-person voting due to the coronavirus pandemic. In her dissent, Ginsburg, who was joined by Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor, wrote that the ruling will result in massive disenfranchisement. Oh, they love this. The question here is whether tens of thousands of Wisconsin citizens can vote safely in the midst of a pandemic. Under the district court's order, they would be able to do so. Even if they receive their absentee ballot in the days immediately following Election Day, they could return it. With the majority's stay in place, that will not be possible. Either they will have to brave the polls, endangering their own and other safety, or they will lose their right to vote through no fault of their own. So she's talking about specifically Wisconsin and this decision related to the delay.
Okay. Well,
you're taking your life into your hands if you vote, then? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Let's
not distract the Menards. We might take our life into our hands.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And people are, right? Kevin, appreciate the call and good catch there. Okay. Appreciate
that. Thank you.
Yep. Don in Manitoba, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I drive a truck. I've got my own truck. And I talked to the bank yesterday about in case something happens where I get sick or they shut us down, I need to know if I can get into that program for payroll, you know, for a small business. They said, they came right out and said, we don't even know anything about it yet, dude. We're working on it, trying to figure it out and stuff. And then I talked to some other people, and they said that the banks are also looking at who owes them, who's got bigger loans with them, too. They may be trying to keep their bigger loans covered.
Yeah, I heard that, I forget the bank, might have been Chase or one of them said that they start with their preferred customers, which I think means, you know, their bigger customers. I don't know why they don't have a separate staff to deal with preferred customers and anybody else walk in. Here's my advice to you. The bigger the bank, the bigger the bureaucracy, the bigger the problem. And, you know, some of these big banks, they're worthless. I can't even believe they're doing what they're doing. I really can't. And so I would go to a community bank. I'd go to a small bank and look your banker in the eye and deal with somebody that cares is what I would do, Don. Find somebody in that regard. It's a good opportunity to switch banks because you got the wrong answer there.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of coronavirus cases in his state, which had been the epicenter of the outbreak in the past few weeks, might have reached its peak as steps to contain the deadly virus continue. However, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, saying this morning he's taking a wait-and-see approach to such reports.
I don't want to say that they've hit their peak yet, because sometimes places will come down for a little bit and then pop back up again. But I know Washington, California, kudos to the public health professionals out there. who have flattened their curve, definitely.
It's election day in Wisconsin, and polling places are going to be open, even though the state's under a stay-at-home order to slow the spread of the virus. The Wisconsin Supreme Court striking down Democratic Governor Tony Evers' order to move the election to June. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On your mind, brought to you in part today by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Do you know North Dakota's building stronger communities? By uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie? 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners supporting harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions brings you this message. Yesterday at the White House briefing, as pretty much every day for about the last 10 days, discussions about some states that have shelter in place and others that don't have shelters in place, and why don't you ask those others to do it? And someone that had been asking for more restrictions, Tony Fauci, one of the president's advisors, finally saw the light. Listen to this.
I had good conversations with the governor of Nebraska and the governor of Iowa here. And it's interesting that functionally, even though they have not given a strict stay at home, what they are doing is really functionally equivalent to that. I think there was a public response that they weren't really doing anything at all, and they really are doing a very good job. I want to make sure people understand that just because they don't have a very strict stay-at-home order, they have in place a lot of things that are totally compatible with what everyone else is doing.
The eight states, by the way, and I haven't spoken to the governors, but Tony's so right. They may not have it from the standpoint that they're saying it, but those people are practicing it, and they're doing a fantastic job. Take a look at where they are.
That's President Trump, obviously, right after the comments from Tony Fauci. To talk about this and more is the governor of the great state of North Dakota, who's leading our coronavirus response effort, Governor Doug Burgum. Welcome back, Doug. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for always for all you're doing to help get great information out to the citizens of North Dakota.
Speaking of which, there's been this big hue and cry about, you know, why do we not do a shelter in place? Why do we not do a shelter in place? You'd kind of jokingly, I guess, said, you know, that term seems like something right out of, World War II, like with bomb shelters or something. But finally, a recognition among the White House, Dr. Fauci and others, that essentially you're doing it without the label. I mean, is that the plan to continue that way?
Well, absolutely. And it's, more than just the label. I think that it's what we're really trying to do is look at things that work, not things that impress somebody else's scorecard from another state. And the whole point of all these orders together that we're doing is to try to slow the spread. And by slowing the spread, we maintain hospital capacity. And the data we're looking at is, as of yesterday, we were using, you know, 19 hospital beds for COVID in a state where we know that right now today there's as many as 2,600 beds. We think we can scale that up over 4,000 beds if we needed to, and even higher if we needed to go higher than that. So that's what we're really looking at. We're saying, so again, we certainly aren't at the point today where we need to be more restrictive. And if we get down the road, you'd want to have your powder dry for some additional restrictions. But right now this is working. And I think what Dr. Fauci said is it functionally equivalent and totally compatible. I mean, those are the four words that people should remember, that in many cases, what we've got here in North Dakota is, you know, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford covered yesterday, the sum of all the orders we have, actually may have more effect in reducing transmissible contact, which is what we're trying to reduce, than some of the so-called states that have a stay-at-home order, but then they've got 1,000 exceptions, to staying at home. And so we're, you know, watching the data every day, and we've said we're going to use every tool that we have, in the power that we have in this office, to protect the lives and the health and the citizens of North Dakota, but we're only going to do it when it makes sense, and we're going to do it if it makes sense. Right now, we feel good about where we're at, and we're going to keep taking this pragmatic, data-driven approach.
Yeah, it seems to me it's been a bit of a distraction, and some of it, you know, from Fauci and others doing interviews, and some of it from, you know, Governor Tim Walz and others, and I know sometimes these things take off on social media as well, and people don't have all the facts, but has it been a bit of a distraction?
Well, you know, most of it has been driven by social media, and on social media, you know, whether it's online poll, you don't even know if those people are, they're anonymous. In many cases, you don't know if they're from our state. We know that calls coming into the governor's office, many of those were out of state. Our job here is to not get obsessed with the national press. We know we're all in it together as a nation, but each of the 50 governors I know is making decisions that they think are in the best interest of their people. And even, you know, even Governor Walz, when I spoke to him a couple weeks ago and he was making a stay-at-home order, he was using a University of Minnesota model that showed, 36,000 to 76,000 people dying in Minnesota. If I had ever believed that kind of number, I would have been put in a stay-at-home order too. But now with the, you know, new models revised and new information coming, and it looks like it's going to be, you know, way, 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 way below those numbers, then I think it, what we're doing here is working for North Dakota, and it's working for our neighbors in South Dakota and Montana and Minnesota as well, because, you know, we're all in it together. I had a good call last night with Governor Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, thanked him for his conversation with Dr. Fauci. I got a call with, Kim Reynolds, governor of Iowa at 10 o'clock this morning, talked to Kristi Noem yesterday, exchanging texts with Steve Bullock and Governor Gordon of Wyoming last night. I mean, all of us are all working together because we know that these borders, the virus doesn't respect the borders, and our medical systems cross the borders. And so in spite of what you hear from the national press, there's an enormous amount of collaboration going among the governors in our region to protect all the citizens, regardless of what side of the border they're on.
The president said last night, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that term has really stuck. I heard that, and I also saw the number you mentioned earlier, and that is the number of hospitalizations now at 19 dropping. So of those 2,600 beds, 19 are occupied with someone with coronavirus. It's impossible not to see that and see, hey, I've got some hope here. Do you still see a model or a possibility where the current capacity of the healthcare system would be exceeded, or is that now in the rearview mirror?
Well, we want to look at, you know, multiple models and multiple scenarios again, because whether it's, you know, flood forecasting or weather forecasting is challenging. I mean, some people call it a science, but there's an art and science to it when you're trying to estimate an unknown virus and then match in human behavior. This becomes almost an impossibility. So we're trying to look at lots of different models and lots of different scenarios. And our job is to, you know, plan for the worst and then execute for the best. And under the planning for the worst, That means that we may have to, you know, stand up field hospitals beyond what our hospital capacity is. And some of that work and planning is already underway. But we're doing everything in our power to make sure that we're able to keep the case rate below, you know, flatten that curve and keep the case rate below the needs of the hospitalization that we can provide within the walls of our existing hospitals today, because that's where people are going to get the best care. And we have teams of people working every day on personal protective equipment, ventilators, you know, bed staffing. I mean, we're working hard on this surge hospital plan to make sure if in case we need it, we're there. But meanwhile, you know, the way that we can, everybody has a role to play in that, and everybody's got a role to play by making sure that they're following the recommendations from, you know, from the state of North Dakota and from the White House under the 30 days to slow the spread, which is, you know, all the guidance that we've given. And we've, you know, got it all out there under, you know, North Dakota Smart, stay home, stay healthy, stay connected. People can go to our, you know, our website, ndresponse.gov, and follow all that stuff. But we're, you know, again, the people that are following all those rules are heroes, because they're helping save lives, and they're helping protect the healthcare workers that are out there fighting this battle every day.
Jeremy in Surrey, North Dakota, for the governor. Questions welcome, by the way, 271-1100, 258-0550. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, Governor, I just wanted to give my support for you for not issuing the stay-at-home order and keeping the responsibility with the people instead of taking it with the government, per se. And just as a point of information, we'll get our Levitical rules from the Bible and not from the federal government as far as quarantine goes. So that's all I got.
Well, Jeremy, thank you. And again, you're spot on, because, again, we're, in the end of the day, it does come down to individual responsibility. And there's a lot that we can do as individuals to make sure that we're feeling sick. You know, we're staying home from work, and if we're out doing essential duties, we're making sure that we're maintaining distance from everybody else. If you've got people in your life that are elderly or vulnerable, make sure you're taking care of them and protecting them. And again, we really care about, you know, there's about 20% of the people in North Dakota that this would be a, you know, very deadly virus to, and part of what we're doing every day is to make sure that we're protecting them. But yeah, we, individual responsibility is what's going to make the difference, not what the government mandates.
Appreciate the call, Jeremy. Thank you. Let's go to Leah and Benedict for the governor. Your question, Leah?
Yes, hi there, Governor. I'm just a little bit concerned that the one-size-fits-all quarantine is not protecting the most vulnerable populations in our country. And for others, it's perhaps a little bit maybe a necessary loss in long-term consequences. Namely, I hear from store clerks that there are some days a fair amount of elderly people out shopping and running their errands. And I'm just wondering if primary care providers could be solicited or asked to review if all of their vulnerable patients have needed assistance to go out and run their errands and do their grocery shopping.
Because I assume you're concerned that the elderly people are going to expose themselves if they don't have that help. Any thought there, Governor?
Well, I think there have been some great actions here, you know, by, you know, communities and organizations and volunteer groups, by neighbors, by families, to make sure that, again, if you've got someone with underlying health conditions, is elderly, probably not best that they're out grocery shopping right now. Somebody should be doing that for them. And again, lots of examples around the state of communities that are stepping up to do that. We've got our workforce coordination center that you can go to. Again, you can find that under the ndresponse.gov. And if you want to volunteer to help help people.
A lot of volunteers doing good work, too. Hang on,
hi,
more coming up.
This is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, I'm Elise. Billy's Putlitch of Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. And you know what? They're not making pillows right now. They're making masks, and they're donating them to hospitals and loading up semis and taking them wherever they're needed. Is that great or what? That's the kind of company we want to reward and thank. Our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow have incredible deals now. In fact, they've said pretty much everything's buy one, get one. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, after you click the link of a radio listener specials, you'll find all the deals, or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Governor Doug Burgum on the What's on Your Mind. Todd did a poll on his Facebook page, KFIRE Facebook page, says, is the governor handling the crisis well? That being you. 234 votes yes, 17 no. Texter here says, I didn't vote for Governor Burgum last round. After watching how he's been handling this situation, I feel bad that I didn't. And he has definitely earned my vote next round. I know you're not thinking about November, but I have heard nothing but positive comments about, A, your handling this crisis, and B, how you communicate in the middle of the crisis. So I just wanted to pass that along. I hope you're hearing that from others as well.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. But, you know, it's a team effort. Our whole team, whole of government, whole of community, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, you know, mayors and county commissioners and medical community leaders, National Guard leaders. I mean, we legislators, we got everybody pulling together on this thing. And, you know, we're honored to have an opportunity to serve. And it's certainly a unique time in history. But we've got a lot of positive energy we're bringing every day working for people in North Dakota. And we're thrilled to be in the spot, to be in a position to help everybody right now, and grateful for the support and the prayers that we do hear from people every day.
A couple things I want to ask you about related to data. Yesterday you led with that, you know, that hospital number, which is you know, I think a point of hope right now. Let's hope that continues. You know, and I know you have possibilities. You talk about the different possibilities that could come yet. So we may, in fact, have an increased hospital need. Where do you see that peak? I mean, by all the models you're looking at, what is the peak pointing to now? When and what?
It's really hard to predict at the peak until we start seeing the curve, you know, start to climb. And we've been fortunate that on our, you know, rate of positive cases that we have is, you know, right now 3.1%. So if we do, 100 tests, with, then three of those would be positive. That's the third lowest. I mean, only Alaska and Hawaii, which have got really unique isolated geography, are ahead of us. So third best, if you will, in terms of the states. And it, you know, and it's been fluctuating sort of between 2% and 4% on any given day based on how many tests we're able to get done, around that. But when you look at other states, that have, you know, started to take off, you know, and you can start to see a curve, you know, Michigan, Louisiana, New Jersey and New York were both in the 40 to 46% of the tests they were taking in the last week were positive. So you can see we're a long way, from that. But if we started to get, heading towards, you know, between 5% and 10%, then we'd start to say, well, you know, maybe the social distancing stuff isn't working, or maybe we've got some hot spots that we have to clamp down on. I mean, what we're trying to do right now, and because we've got few enough actual raw numbers of cases, when we do get a positive, like with this testing we're doing in Slope County and in Stark County over the weekend, which is some of the only surveillance testing that's been done in the nation, we had enough testing capacity freed up and built up that we're able to get out and do people that didn't even have any symptoms. But if we're able to identify a positive, and now with the order of yesterday, keep them quarantined, and their family members or household members that they're staying with quarantine, that's a rifle approach versus the shotgun approach of making the whole state stay home when we've got zip codes and counties that still don't even have a positive case yet. And so, you know, we like this sort of rapid response team. When we find a positive, we come in with a contact tracing, identify all the people they've been in contact with, monitor those folks. Those people can monitor their symptoms. And this way we can stop these community spread outbreaks, you know, that have happened in other places. So we're, you know, being very, very proactive in how we are driving this thing, but we're also driving the testing up. We're 10th in the nation in terms of tests per capita, doing about 9 tests for every 1,000 people. And the states that are ahead of us in that are ones that have received enormous federal help because of their explosion of cases. And so among states that have low number of cases, we're really at the top in terms of the amount of testing we're doing. We got two new big Abbott machines in, the M2000 last week. Got two of the last two of the nation available for those because we were early and proactive, and our lab is going to be able to expand their capacity. Private folks are expanding their capacity. Partnerships with other labs like at Mayo gave us some more capacity, but we've been very proactive on the testing front, and that's going to continue to give us the data we need as we navigate through this situation.
All right, Jim on the road, quickly for the governor. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. Governor Burgum, you're doing a fantastic job. Some days you look tireder than most, and I'm very proud to have President Trump lead the nation and you lead our state in the scariest times that we lived in. You got my vote, and I thank you for your tireless effort. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Jim, and I'll try to make sure I'm looking a little more awake there. But of course, a lot of people on my team aren't getting much sleep. But we got to do what we got to do. But thanks for your support and encouragement. Stay healthy.
Anything else you want us to know quickly, Governor?
No, I just say again, be smart, stay home, stay healthy, stay connected, individual responsibility. Let's help keep everybody safe. Thank you, Scott.
All right, Governor, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much, and never enough time. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. We'll have the governor back as soon as we can squeeze some time into his schedule and keep connected with him for you on this program. All right, Governor Doug Burgum, and next up, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Don't go away.
Sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new businesses and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.